You're listening to Opening the Word, Catholic Reflections on the Sunday Mass Readings. This podcast is produced by the Augustine Institute, an apostolate helping Catholics understand, live, and share their faith.
Hi, welcome to Opening the Word for the 8th Sunday in Ordinary Time. Have you ever wished that you could have a private coaching session on what it really means to follow Jesus? How do you be a follower of Christ? How do you really live it out in your life? That's what we get in the gospel reading today. Luke chapter 6 is actually what we would call the Sermon on the Plain. It's the counterpart to Matthew 5, 6, and 7, which is the Sermon on the Mount. This is what many people would call the blueprint of discipleship. If you go back to the beginning, whether you're in Matthew or in Luke, you read the very beginning of how does a sermon start. Jesus is gathering around him his disciples, and then he looks at them and he starts teaching them. Yes, there's a bigger crowd around, but Jesus is actually talking mainly to his disciples. I mean, this is his private coaching session. He's telling them what it means to be a follower. When we see this gospel reading in that context, we really come to understand that this is Jesus telling us what it means to be one of his followers. And what's at the heart of that? Bearing fruit. If you look at the end of the gospel reading, what's he talking about? He's talking about the kind of fruit that we bear. You could almost change the words. Every tree is known by its fruit. We could change the words there and say every disciple is known by his or her fruit, the kind of fruit that you bear from your life. And where does that fruit begin to grow? It begins to grow in our hearts. And so when we read a little bit earlier in the gospel where Jesus is talking about those ordinary statements of the blind leading the blind, if a blind person's leading a blind person, they're both going to end up in a ditch. I don't want to be blind and in my blindness lead my family into a ditch or lead my friends into a ditch. I want to be the kind of disciple, the kind of follower that really allows the Lord to do the kind of work in me that he desires to do, where he can change me and make me into a new person, a person that can see. This is what some of the other readings are talking about. You have that reading from Corinthians where Paul is talking about, brothers and sisters, be firm and steadfast, fully devoted to the work of the Lord. I mean, yes, in some ways it's referring to the work of the Lord that he's doing through us in other people's lives, but it's primarily referring to the work of the Lord in our own hearts. This is where fruit begins to grow, remember. And we need to allow that work of the Lord in our own hearts to allow us to see the little splinter in our eye. Before we can help others see some of their faults, we have to be able to recognize our own faults. As you reflect on this passage today, as you look at your own life, I want to invite you to really see what kind of fruit are you bearing. Those words were powerful, weren't they, at the end of the gospel, that a good tree doesn't bear rotten fruit, nor does a rotten tree bear good fruit. People don't pick figs from thorn bushes. So how does that fruit grow in our lives? Practically, how do we actually achieve it? It's actually through the struggles and the trials of our life that we grow fruit. It seems like this lofty thing, like I'm going to go out and try and get this fruit. I'm going to try and become more patient, or I'm going to try to become more holy. It doesn't really work like that. I mean, this is what the first reading from Sirach is actually talking about the threshing floor. It's through the trials and the tribulations of our life. That's how God develops us. That's how he plants seeds that grows into fruit in the future for us. We need to embrace those trials, embrace those struggles, because God's actually going to use those things to help us grow that fruit, to help us see better and to get rid of our blindness. As you think about this in your own life, what are some things going on in your life right now? What are some struggles, some trials that you can embrace to allow God to grow virtue and to grow fruit in your life and in your heart? What are some challenges that you face? Maybe a lack of patience with your children, or a lack of trust in God around your finances, whatever it may be, what are some things in your life that you can embrace? Trials, struggles. Because when we embrace those, that's how God really begins to grow fruit in our heart.
You can watch these reflections in video format by visiting formed.org. Formed is an online Catholic streaming service created by the Augustine Institute and Ignatius Press, with award-winning studies and parish programs, inspiring audio content, movies, ebooks, and family-friendly kids programming. To support the mission of the Augustine Institute, please visit missioncircle.org.